Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's January 22nd, 1400 GMT. We're at 41 degrees, 21 minutes south, and 46, 37 west. A very difficult last 24 hours with a lot of wind and a big front that went through and 35 knots of wind from the north, followed literally 5 minutes later by 35 knots of wind from the two west, driving the boat back up into the sea train from the first wind. In complete chaos, 15-foot seas breaking, boat crashing, leaping off these seas. Why the mast is still on the boat beyond me, why I'm not completely trashed is beyond me, so I'm holding on all the time, all the time, all the time. And putting up, having to go forward and put up the storm jib in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Jeez, I just heard that one. Having to crawl around the foredeck to do that. So very difficult, very difficult. Quite dangerous. Seas coming occasionally aboard, but went downwind to try to do that and had all the lights on, and were able to get the storm jib up. We didn't have it rigged because the weather forecast and all said 20 knots of wind. And two different models. One had suggestions of 25 knots of wind in certain areas, but 20 knots every place else. And the other model was 20 knots everywhere, and not 35 knots, and not 35 knots in two different directions, 5 minutes apart, and over big regions. And so it coincides with what Johnny Bruneau had said, that the weather reports in this area, the South Atlantic, are very unreliable. Systems coming up and over the Andes and a little further south globally and spawning in the interior of South America. And, but anyway, not predictable. And we certainly got that last night. So somehow the boat survived. I don't know how. And I'm just being fatalistic about it. It's just getting beat up. And so, we are separated now from our group by the weather system. And so we're really not a group anymore. We look like a group because we're, if you look at a big map, we're all within 400 miles. It looks like a group if you look at the whole South Atlantic, but we're separated by a weather system, and we have southerly winds now, and they're still operating off the previous system, and the first two boats were far enough ahead that they didn't get affected by the front, and Alan is enough to the east that I think he didn't get affected by it either, so once we got it, we've been trying to go a little more straight to the target waypoint up by off the coast by Rio, also just trying to separate a little bit and not just chase, because we haven't been as fast as the other boats, so I had to try something different to try to at least even stay with them, and so that all kind of backfired, and we're now separated, so I'm pretty discouraged by all that. Pretty tired. Went back up with the sails this morning from the storm jib to the staysail to the solent, and from the third reef to the second reef to the first reef. And I can assure you that that's a big exercise to do. So anyway, we're heading right now pretty much north, and with a southwesterly wind, and that's predicted to go south, and then we would end up jibing, and it's a very complicated and very iffy, I think, the weather forecast is just described, and so what, you look at these group files and say, okay, that's what's going to happen. Well, there's completely no assurance that that's what's going to happen, and so we really don't know what's going to transpire for the rest of the day or tonight with the wind velocity or direction. So I think you just have to take what we get and head in the general direction of where we want to generally go to, and about 30 to 40 degrees of the course and that we want to make, and get up the coast and take whatever is best and kind of hope for the best too, even though hope doesn't play much of a role out here. Anyway, that's it from not a very inspired report today. Quite tired, very tired. Yeah, there's another crash there. Very tired, and hoping things will get better so we just have a nice day of sailing one of these days. That would be quite quite refreshing. Okay, that's it from Great American today.